game against Minnesota. Monday Night Football tonight, Indianapolis plays at Tennessee. And free agent quarterback Colin Kaepernick has filed a grievance against the NFL owners alleging collusion. The filing is demanding an arbitration hearing on the matter and accuses the NFL of having colluded to deprive Kaepernick of employment rights in retaliation for Kaepernick's leadership and advocacy for equality and social justice, and his bringing awareness to peculiar institutions still undermining racial equality in the United States. From the beautiful new 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, it's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Hey, St. Louis, looking a little scruffy? It's time to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in O'Fallon on Highway K just north of Fizey Road next to Potbelly Subs, or in Brentwood on Hanley Road just south of Highway 40 in front of Menards. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men, it's wicked awesome.
Brian McKenna here, inviting you to support Special Olympics Missouri by attending their gold medal gala on October 28th. For more information, go to SOMO.org. Brought to you by Chuck's Boots and 590 The Fan.
Game on and grind forth, Memphis. The Grizzlies are back. Be there for every towel-waving moment with all new 6 and 12-game power packs, starting as low as just $13 a game. Plus, with every pack, receive a free Mark or Mike t-shirt. So grizz up and call 901-888-HOOP or click grizzlies.com today.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com. For details.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair, and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Make Hot Shots your home for Blues hockey all season long. Blues fans can enjoy Bud Family products and Jack Daniels on special during each game, along with Slapshot deals for Tarasenko tea, Parenko bombs, and Blues sampler appetizers. Don't forget, if the Blues score five or more, Hot Shots legendary tacos are only $1 the next day. Hot Shots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and home to Blues fans for over 25 years.
Hey, football fans, we're almost halfway through the season. What are you waiting for? MyBookie.ag, an industry-leading website with real Vegas odds and incredible player props, is offering a 100% bonus for the last time this year. That's right. Have you been thinking about placing a pick all season but haven't manned up yet? Well, it's time to make your move. After Sunday's kickoff, you can kiss that bonus goodbye. To top it off, this week has the most exciting baseball of the year. Don't wait. Join MyBookie today, and you can still get a 100% bonus. Act now before it's too late. Put your sports knowledge to the test and start winning big. Visit MyBookie to claim your 100% bonus. Use promo code RADIO or call 844-900-2387. That's 844-900-BETS. Or visit online today. Don't miss out on your last opportunity to collect the industry's biggest bonus. Bet with the biggest. Bet with the best. Only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light. Barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial. So here's the sound of barley malting. It's super quiet. Sorry. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light. Famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Grizz Nation, show your grit and be there opening night as your Grizzlies host the New Orleans Pelicans Wednesday, October 18th at 7 p.m. All fans in attendance will receive a free Grit Grind Forever towel. For tickets and the best seats, call 901-888-HOOP or click grizzlies.com today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Are you a transsexual and have a story to tell?
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Trying out my fourth set of headphones in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, this is the third week. This is headphone set number four. Whenever you move in this business to a new studio, everything is different. The mics are different. The headphone jacks are different. What's not different is the juvenile humor and subject matter. Good afternoon and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Wow, there's so much to talk about today. First of all, a round of applause for the weather, because it's just going to get better the whole week. The whole week is tremendous. This is convertible weather, and if you have convertible hair like I do, it's perfect. I've had convertible hair since I was 23 years old, so I love it. I got a great article on convertibles and how many there are. How many different convertibles, different models would you say there are in the United States available to the consumer?
To buy right now?
No, to buy 6 years from now. Well, of course to buy now. Hit the idiot. Just hit it. Go ahead. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, you got it.
To buy yesterday. No, right now, how many?
I would say there's probably about 30 or 40 different kinds.
I hate that brands. You got that right, 30. I hate that. Wow. I thought you just said like 8.
Whoa.
Now, we have two things to get done today. One, we have a guest this hour, and I don't want to wait too long to introduce her, because then the hour will be over before you know it. And next hour, we have our first tech segment audition. We have a guy named Kevin coming in to do the tech segment, which we did at the other station.
You're going
to
make him sweat like you did the movie guy last week?
I hope so.
You grilled that guy. You had that guy sweating last week.
You know what? I actually called him and apologized. I said, I think I was extra tough on you. And I was. So he may get a second.
I think he enjoyed it.
Well, if you enjoy being pressured.
Right. I mean, I think he...
That's almost sick.
Right, well...
It almost means there's something wrong with you, if you like that.
We can have that conversation too, Frank.
Now, we have someone sitting next to Tim Woodburn who... Let me just... Her name is Patty Leonard. Patty, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Frank?
I'm good. Now, these microphones, you could move it this way. Yeah, you have to talk right into these because we don't have our deadening on the walls yet. Let me tell you what I know about Patty. Nothing. I know that I got an email from a guy that I've known for a long time. And he said that you might be interested not in hosting a segment, but in just being part of the show. And I called you, and then you told me you were in... At the other place, is that right?
That's right. It was about 15 years ago.
And what? Why were you there? Was it like we had guests? It was just a guest
I was
Tuesday?
One of your Tuesday guests. Right. It was my birthday, and my girlfriends took me out to lunch.
Right.
And as we were leaving the restaurant, they put a bag on my head and shoved me in the back of a car, and we went to the studios, the old studios.
Right.
They brought lots of food, barbecue, all kinds of stuff. And I was your guest. I was supposed to be on for about 20 minutes. I think I stayed the hour. I told three jokes.
You remember what they were?
I know. I remember one of them for sure.
Could you tell me that joke now?
You want me to tell it to you right now?
I do.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So there's this little boy, and he's starting.
I know this joke.
I'm just kidding.
I haven't heard that.
Stop, Hebe. Stop laughing.
Is the word Nantucket somewhere in this joke?
No, we would never allow that. Okay, there's a little boy. Go ahead.
There's a little boy.
No, I'm not. I'm actually not. I'm going to try my best not to stop you if I know it, because I just want to give you.
You said you know it.
But
he does. But
I was
so
kidding.
Tough.
But I probably do. But it's like somebody needs to duct tape my mouth, because I cannot. Mm-hmm. Let somebody finish, but with you, I'm going to do that.
Well, maybe you should tell it.
No, tell it.
Are you sure?
No, little boy. Go ahead.
Okay. So there's a little boy, and he is starting a new school, and he's really nervous because his school year has already started, and he also has a little bit of a speech problem. So he walks into the school, he walks into the class, and the teacher says, "Class, we have a new student today." She said, "Johnny, would you stand up and tell our new student how we introduce ourselves to each other?" So the little boy stood up, and he said, "My name is Johnny Smith. J-O-H-N, you got your John. N-Y, you got your knee. You got your Johnny. S-M-I-T-H, you got your Smith. You got your knee Smith. You got your Johnny Smith. Very nice to meet you." So the new little boy stands up, and he says, "My name is Archibald F. Holbrook."
Okay, you're higher. Go ahead.
He said, "A-R-C-H, you got your Arch. I-E, you got your E. You got your Archie. B-A-L-D, you got your Bald. You got the E-Bald. You got the Archibald. F, you got the Bald F. You got the E-Bald F. You got the Archibald F. A-T-H-O-L, you got the Hole. You got the Athole. You got the Bald Athole. You got the E-Bald Athole. You got the Archibald Athole. B-R-O-K, you got the Broke. You got the Hole Broke. You got the Athole Broke. You got the Bald Athole Broke. You got the E-Bald Athole Broke. You got the Archibald Athole Broke. Very nice to meet you all."
You told that joke? No, I've never told that joke.
I know the joke.
Oh.
But I've never told it.
No.
Because I didn't want to get fired. She can't get fired because she doesn't work here.
Right.
Now, what you actually said, there was not a bad word in there, because when you said ath, it's A-T-H. That's not a bad word, right? A-T-H,
no, that's not a bad word.
Very well told, by the way.
Thank you. My great-grandmother told me that joke.
So, Patty Leonard, gentlemen, was on television. How long ago?
I was on television in 84 and 85.
Okay. And you had an exercise show.
I did. It was called Body Power, and it was on at 6 a.m., two mornings a week.
That would be why I didn't see it.
I know. It was very early.
And what year is 84? I was getting up then, but I couldn't have seen it because I was on the air then. Mm-hmm. We did mornings. Dan knows this. For 15 years, I got up at 4:30, and I hated it. Was it live or was it taped?
It was taped.
Okay.
We would tape three in a row every Monday.
Was it just you, or did you have people exercising?
Oh, I had the Body Power workout team.
And okay. This was before DVRs, because you could have recorded it and then come home and worked out, because...
You know what? I could have.
You were a workout.
That's probably why I didn't work out, because I couldn't record it. Otherwise, yeah. I would have worked out. You did that for 2 years because you had a gym. What was the name of the gym?
My gym was Peabody's Fitness Company.
What happened to it?
I sold it in 2000. I bought a Jazzercise franchise when I was in college, and I did that for a few years. And then I opened a gym in Brentwood Square in 82.
What do you do now?
I'm a real estate agent.
You and a million other people.
I know. St. Louis has more realtors per capita than any city.
We have, no offense.
Yeah,
and you would agree, there are too many people who are realtors. It's too easy to become a realtor. So everybody, no offense, everybody, but this is so weird, because I wrote down a note to myself, because this weekend I saw another billboard, and I've seen others, spouses selling houses. Now, first of all, if you can't come up with something that's more clever than that, that must be a purchased, trademarked, because I've seen that in several markets. When you do that, it says two things to me. It's corny, first of all.
But you remembered it.
But I don't remember the realtors, and that's why it doesn't work, because all I remember is spouses selling houses. I couldn't tell you who the spouses are. Because spouses selling houses, what jumped out at me. I'd rather see one person's name that I remember. Patty Leonard. All right. Do you have a slogan?
I do not have a slogan.
You don't need a slogan. Do you have pictures in color with your pictures on them?
I do.
That's the other thing. Business cards, realtors' business cards almost always are those glamour shots. And all the realtors look good. Then you meet them, and you're the one on the card?
Mm-hmm.
Except in your case, you probably look better than your card.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, I do because I'm looking at you. How long have you been a realtor?
For 17 years.
How's that going?
It's good. It's good. The market's strong.
Do you have a geographical, like a special area, special price range? What's your...
I really don't. I rarely say no to an opportunity, whether it's a buy or a sell or a lease.
Stop right there. Just stop it. I rarely say no. Just stop there. You got that? You get to record that?
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay, good.
There's a sound effect.
Limey got that. I rarely say no. So you'll sell a $100,000 house or a $3 million house?
Absolutely.
Anywhere?
Anywhere.
Okay.
I have three kids, and they were all in three different schools, so I had a lot of different people from different places.
How old are you?
57.
That's my favorite age. That's when that's
you're going to ask
great
age. How much she weighs? And ask
no, but I always ask the age. Because
I got her age out of her before the show. I put my PI hat on, and I backdoored in and got.
I would never say that. Don't say it that way.
No, I went through the back door to get how old she was.
Edit that out. That's right. Horrible.
You got it.
So you met Tim here. You know that Tim? Did you know he's a private investigator?
I do.
That's his full time job. Mm-hmm. So now that he's met you, he can find out everything he wants to know about mm-hmm. you. Is there anything about you that you hope he doesn't find out?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Now we're going to take a break here in a minute. Before we do that, it's your turn.
My turn?
What questions do you have? Because it's been 15 years, and I have to tell you, honestly, I remember very few of the guests that came in. I have a terrible memory issue, and I remember the ones that didn't go well, some of the ones, and Dan will know what I'm talking about, like the lady who came in, and her boyfriend hated me so much, he tried to get in the studio to beat me up while she was there.
Oh, nice.
He did not like fun.
Yeah, well, he didn't like that I flirted with her, hit on her, mm-hmm. which is what I do. And he, on a break, took her out of there, motioned for her to come out, and grabbed her by the arm and practically threw her down the escalator. This guy was an abusive. Yeah. We knew right then. Oof. This guy was an abuser.
Sounds like Hebe wasn't doing his job.
Hebe was on break. He had just taken a break, and he could have just knocked that guy off his feet, but he wasn't around. No, that was a very awkward day because he did not like me flirting with her.
He felt threatened.
And he should have known what the show was before he came there. Dan, mm-hmm. Was there any other guest that you remember that was... I do remember this, that sometimes people on the phone, they're really good on the phone. And you think, well, it's going to be a great guest. And then they get in the studio, and the microphone's in front of them, and
they freeze.
They can't say anything.
How did you forget her? How can you forget her? That's unbelievable.
You know what? That really is a testament to how bad this memory thing is.
Clearly.
That I would forget her. Now, for people who don't know what we're talking about, you are extremely attractive. Now, I'm sure you've heard that before, and you don't have to say anything because it's embarrassing when people tell you that. Trust me, I know. I hear it all the time.
I'm sure.
Are you married?
I am not.
Me either. That's interesting. that's very interesting. I just filed this morning, as a matter of fact. Have you been married?
I have been married.
What was wrong with this guy that he let you go?
That's a great question.
Did you dump him or did he dump you?
Well, let's just say it was mutual.
Okay. How long ago?
Almost 2 years.
Oh, not long at all.
Not long ago.
How long were you married? Can I ask that?
34 years.
That's a long time.
Long time.
Wow. See, folks, things can still go south even after 34 years. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. It's nice to be
now,
here.
I want to give you every opportunity to do whatever it is you want to do while you're here. Say whatever you want to say. You've already told a joke, and you told it well.
Thank you.
Do you remember either of the other two before you go so that you could tell it you don't? Okay.
I don't think so.
That's the only thing I do remember is jokes. In fact, the guy sent me an email, and I read it yesterday, and he wanted to hear the Pope joke where the Pope comes to town, and the rich guy gets in the line alongside the street to shake the Pope's hand, and as soon as he said that, I knew what he was talking about, and I think it's been long enough, so we'll tell that today. Patty Leonard, now you're here because you think that maybe there might be an opportunity for us to have an addition to the show, add another player, right?
That's what your friend thought.
And you said to me before we came in here, I know you're looking for a 30-year-old female. And I sort of am, or was.
Who isn't?
I am.
True.
We all are.
Who isn't?
Yeah. And the reason I said that is, how old are you, Tim?
48.
Limey?
32.
I thought you were 20. Why did I think you were 28?
You're 30? No idea. I'm 33 in next month.
33. Yeah, translation, like 30 is 33. I'll just translate for everybody.
I'm 32.
So, see, he can do it.
That
he can do
go.
The American thing when he wants to. So 32, 48, Patty is mid-50s. Dan, 50 what? Dan?
Yes, sir.
We're on the air, Dan.
He's 59. Yeah, 59.
Where was
he? I'm 49.
Taking calls.
Leave the show.
Yeah, taking calls.
And I'm older. So the reason I said 30 was I just think we need, on occasion, to be hipped up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Snapchat. I don't do that stuff. But we should know what it is. Now, are you pretty technically savvy? Do you Instagram,
Snapchat? I do not Instagram, but I have a 21-year-old, so that helps.
That helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, look, here's the reason to have children. So that in 15 years, 14, 13 years, when you get stuck on your computer or your phone, you just call your kids. They know everything. And what took you 2 hours to figure out, if you'd call them, they'd do it in 10 minutes. Now, so Patty is here hoping that this show has enough money. And I will tell you this, there's not a lot of money in this.
You told me that on the phone.
Bit players, okay? Mm-hmm. TV background, radio at all, except for 15 years ago, any other radio?
Just a couple of interviews, different things I did over time.
Are you still a fitness fanatic?
I am. I do still teach. I've been teaching aerobics for 40 years.
Well, there's so much in common. I can't believe it.
I haven't heard one thing you have in common.
No, actually, me either. Well, it's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
I'm going to have to do some business. We'll take a break. Take some phone calls if you like, or even if you wouldn't like. We'll take a couple anyway. The number here is one that we really don't like at all, and they're working on getting another number. But until we do, here it is, 855-282-8255, which is 855-282-TALK. And I would like to talk quickly before we break to Blind Bob, because Blind Bob has been a listener forever. Blind Bob, how are you?
I'm doing just great, Frank. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
That was one of the mistakes you made when you had me come into the... Had me come into the studio.
Now, why was that a mistake? Why was that a mistake?
Oh, because I turned the world upside down.
No, you made it better. You made it better. You know that.
Now I'm trying to go back to work.
You know my headphones I put on today, and I've never noticed this before, but I found them at home, and I'm just trying out different headphones, and they're on each side of the headphones. There's dots, and that for L and R, left and right. If a blind person picked them up, they'd know which was the left ear and the right.
That's right. I need a set like that. I can't tell you where they got. I don't. That would, unless they sponsor you, I could tell you where they got them.
Well, I think it's not a matter of where to get them. I just didn't realize. I'll bet most headphones have those dots.
A little braille thing, so you can tell which is which.
We just never noticed it.
There's only the set. I have a set that I have a piece of tape on the left one because there is no left and right on these on the particular set I have.
That's good. Bob, say hi to Patty. Patty, this is Blind Bob.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, Blind Bob.
How are you? How are you doing?
I'm doing really well.
Patty,
how are you?
Bob, this is one of the days where if you were here, wow, what a shame that you can't see because she is really very attractive. And
wow. Well, you know, and the problem with that is the way I would be able to look could get me in a lot of trouble.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's the reason I pretended to be blind a couple of times. So when somebody says the word, like, attractive to you, you've been blind since birth, right?
Right.
What does that mean to you? Because the word attractive, what would that mean to you?
Well, you know, the way I look at it is it's there's an old saying that my mom used to say, you know, pretty is pretty does.
Oh, that's beautiful. Did she make that up? I never knew who made that up. That's your mom's. Wow.
Well, yeah. And the thing is...
Who's being rude enough to talk in the background while you're trying to talk?
That's my wife. Just let her go.
They always do that.
What are you talking about?
Just let her go. Yeah, I've met Bob's wife. She's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she can see and she still married him.
Yeah, right. You said you can see and you still married me.
Yeah, I get it. You know what? One day we're going to do another hour with you, and I'm going to ask you all the questions nobody ever asked blind people.
You know, we did it before. I really want to do that. And, you know, we've talked about doing that for a long time, and somehow I just never, you know, it just
Does Dan have your number?
Pardon?
Does Dan have your phone number?
He doesn't. I can give it to him.
Dan, when we finish this, would you put him on hold and take his number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one matter because we'll lose it again.
I missed what you said. I'm sorry. What?
I said I can give it to him again, which means that he'll lose it again.
Of course he will. But when we finish, Limey, say hi to Blind Bob.
Hey, Blind Bob.
Hey, Limey, I think we talked one other time before you left the other station.
It's a pleasure, sir.
And you know what? This phone number that they want to change.
Mm-hmm. You like it?
If I can remember it, anybody should be able to remember.
Hey, tell your wife to be quiet, for goodness sake. How rude.
She's awful loud.
You don't even come on that
she's
often.
She's awful
and
annoying.
And she's trying to, you know.
Yeah, the number then.
Actually, that's not her. She was watching something.
My wife would never do that.
It's disrespectful.
Yeah,
it is disrespectful. So Blind Bob, I'm sorry. Why did you call? I never even got around to why you called. What can we do for you?
That's fine. I'm glad to see that you're now on the new station.
It's a great place too. I don't want to ignore anybody. Say hi to Tim Woodburn. Tim Blind Bob.
Hi, Blind Bob.
Hey, Tim. I think we. Well, no, I guess not. Good to have you on the air. You're making a good addition.
Thank you.
You make a good addition to the show. And hey, Patty, maybe you should come in as a free female show person.
You actually had it right at first. Free. You said free female.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be great.
That would be great.
Yeah. See, that's why I never made it in radio and television.
No, but you have made it. You're on this show. You're on this show.
Yeah.
So you have.
Oh, there's an annoying wife again.
Right.
Well, yeah. She just won't shut up.
Next time, send your wife shopping or something.
I do have a question before you go.
Sure.
You take another call.
Okay.
I'm working on getting a new computer, and I'm waiting to get it all set up, and I want to find out, I know you have your app. Can you, I do have an iPhone now, but I haven't learned it yet because, of course, with speech, you have to learn all kinds of commands.
Right.
But the question I have is,
Who else is there that your wife is talking and chatting it up with? Who's there?
Oh, let me actually. She's not talking to anybody.
Is that the
she's
TV?
Got the television on.
Oh, that's annoying.
She's talking to the TV.
So let me go where there isn't any.
He has to leave her. This is sad.
This is awful.
The man's home is supposed to be his
don't
castle.
Don't bump into anything,
whipped.
Bob.
He's whipped. Yeah. The king of the castle shouldn't have to leave the home.
Well, yeah.
There's a word. There's a word called cat whipped. As a name
but,
for that.
But you know what? I do need. There are times I do need transportation. So, you know.
Yeah.
Real quickly, back to
the iPhone, and then we'll touch.
What I need to know is in the meantime, can the station be accessed via the net?
Yeah. Streaming.
What is that? The
website is just 590thefan.com.
Gotcha.
And you can do it that
way. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I want to do it.
Sometimes we do have, out here, we do have problems with the signal occasionally.
Well, it doesn't use a lot of data and hardly any battery power.
I mean on the regular AM.
AM stations do that. And FM stations only go 70 or 80 miles.
I know.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
You have an iPhone. How can you possibly use an iPhone when it's a touchscreen thing? How do you do things like
One thing I'm going to be doing, well, right now I'm using Siri, and I like it, but it is still a little limited.
It's very limited.
I think. Now I can use it to say, hey, Siri, please read my notifications. And that's how I would text, because I'm not going to use the keyboard to try and text.
Okay.
But on the other hand, I haven't learned how to use the keypad to make calls yet, But I'm going to go to the Apple Store.
Well, when you want to try it out, call us, please, okay?
I will do that.
All right, Blind Bob, always a pleasure, and thank you for being there.
You all have a wonderful afternoon.
You too, Blind Bob.
Bye, Bob.
Bye, Bob. Bye, Bob.
Blind Bob, everybody. The way you like him. Dan, it's Sunset Hills Bob who knows all the 60s music,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I was confused with that. I will take a quick break. We come back. Patty Leonard is here. She's really nice. We'll let her stick around while the tech guy comes in for the segment the next hour. Can I one more call? We're not that backed up, are we? This is a place where we have all kinds of free time. I just want to talk to Stan, then we'll take a break. Put Stan up here. Hello, Stan. How are you?
What's going on, gang? I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Say hi to Patty. Patty is sort of she's auditioning for something here. We'll figure that out later.
Hey, Patty?
Stan.
Patty, it is my pleasure, and I'm a 57-year-old single white male who works for our beloved Jefferson Barracks, and I think you should give her the job.
You think what? I'm sorry.
That I should give you the job.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
there's not even a job to give. We never even, it's not like we put out a thing going, hey, we're looking for a female to be on the show. There's not really a job, except when the right person just happens to land in the right place. Sometimes you make a job. That's how it's worked before. Stan, what can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to say, Lyman, hang in there. I know he's a tough cookie.
Thanks,
and I also know Frank.
Yeah.
Prior to talking to Blind Bob, you were discussing your first guest. Bob, I love you with all due respect. That's the worst phone call I've heard in 18 years.
What are you talking about? What guest?
Are you talking about Blind Bob?
Blind Bob.
It's the what?
That was the worst phone call I've ever heard on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Why would you say that? Why? Why was it the worst?
Well, it had nothing to do with what Bob had to say. It had to do with the background noise.
Okay. Well, he fixed that. He walked out of the room. We'll get him back. We'll do an hour with Bob because I still have questions to ask that I didn't cover last time around about what it's like to be blind. I've always been curious about that.
Stan, I think that's an awesome idea. I really do. That's a great idea.
All right, Stan. Thank you for the call.
You bet.
Okay, bye-bye. Last time we did it, I expected a bunch of negative email, because I asked him some things nobody would ask.
Like what?
Well, bathroom issues.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm serious. Mm-hmm. Because everybody thinks it and wonders about it. Nobody would ask. So I asked. And he told us. And I think it's interesting. Here's what else I think is interesting. That people bank somewhere, and if you ask them why they bank there, they couldn't tell you. Well, it's close to the house. Or it's where we started banking when we moved here, and our neighbor said that's where they bank. That's not good enough. First Community Credit Union, if you would consider moving all of your banking business, there are part of it there. Then when somebody asked you why you bank, where you bank, you'd have several reasons to tell them why you're so happy there. I've yet to have an email from anybody who changed where they bank and went to First Community Credit Union who had a complaint or said they're sorry they did it or said they wish they were back at their old banking facility. Never. And you won't either. So here's the thing. It's not hard to do. You close your accounts where you are now. They won't be happy about it. For the first time ever, they'll actually act like they care about you. And they'll act like they hate to see you leave. And just walk away and go to First Community and set up your accounts. I think you'll be very glad you did. The rates are competitive. Oh, and I might add, the show they sponsor on Saturday, the yard sale, this past Saturday, we finally crossed jumped the big hurdle. We had lots of calls, both hours, and it took 4 weeks, but people finally have caught on to the fact that the yard sale, the real yard sale, is right here at 590, Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. And it was a terrific Saturday last Saturday. So terrific that this Saturday, we may just cut Scott Sherman loose to take his solo flight. Because I'm confident now that plenty of people know how to get to, that they know the number, 855-282-TALK, and they know the sponsor, the only sponsor. The only commercials you hear are four an hour. That's it. First Community Credit Union. 43 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. FirstCommunity.com.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light. Barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial. So here's some sound effects of bottles opening. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager, Bud Light. Famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Blues Ticket Tuesdays are back again this season at Hot Shots. You can qualify to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots during every Tuesday game this season. All you have to do is show up to be entered to win. Cheer on the Blues with awesome food and drink specials, including Bud Family Products, Jack Daniels, Tarasenko Tea, Pareco Bombs, Blues Sampler Appetizers, and more. Hot Shots has been home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Visit HotShotsNet.com for more details.
Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com. For details.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair, and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise into Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots!
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season, and if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
Doug Vaughn here. My friends at Bertarelli Cutlery are carving out great deals on knives, cutting boards, butcher block tables, and food processing equipment. Bring your own knives to 1927 Marconi on the Hill, and they'll sharpen while you shop. The craftsmen at Bertarelli can also sharpen lawnmower blades, chainsaws, hedge trimmers, swords, and axes. Oh my! That's Bertarelli Cutlery at 1927 Marconi on the Hill.
We've already made the decision to allow Patty Leonard to stay in for the 4 o'clock hour. I have to tell you, that's quite an accomplishment because over the years, there have been numerous people. I just go, well, thanks for coming in. Mm-hmm.
That's like Johnny Carson bringing the comedian
exactly.
over to sit down.
And if
you just got Johnny.
I just got the seat.
Hey, thanks for coming in. And and 1 hour. See, right. Now I'm giving something away. Now somebody comes in and they're like, go in an hour. They kind of know.
Well, so what? That's all luck.
Hey, deal with it. Now, off the air, Patty said, as you know, we have a segment. It's not really a segment, but if somebody calls and says they need the problem solvers, then I always say, well, then you need us because we are.
The problem solvers.
And Patty said that years ago she called, right?
When I was on the show.
And you needed the problem solvers, and that we gave you bad advice?
Mm-hmm. Terrible. Terrible. Thankfully, I didn't follow your advice.
What was the problem and what was the advice?
Well, I came in and I told you that I had, my youngest daughter had a problem. Mm-hmm. And so I picked her up every day at 3 o'clock.
How much did she weigh that you picked her up? Because you're not that big.
She was 5 years old. Okay. She was teeny.
See what I did there?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah, rim shot. Where's that rim shot? When I say something really funny, Limey, like, hey, how much did she weigh? If it's really funny like that.
Rim shot.
Yeah.
Once a month, Limey. Don't worry about it. Maybe twice.
So what was the problem?
So I would pick her up. I'd have your show on. She'd get in the back seat, and she'd put her hands over her ears, and she'd just writhe in the back seat and say, oh, my gosh, please turn that off. I hate
what
this.
What a horrible child.
I know. She said, I hate the sound of his voice. It just hurts my ears.
Oh, my God. Hurts me.
So when the problem solvers chatted and came back, what do you think you told me to do?
Put her down?
Put her for adoption?
Exactly. Exactly.
And I would still suggest that. Well, now, you said it was bad advice. How do you know it was bad advice?
Well, because she's a great kid. She turned out to be so
wonderful.
What
if you put her up for adoption and she turned out to be an even greater, more accomplished kid? You don't know that.
How old is she now?
She could have been adopted by some genius who introduced her to all kinds of wonderful things, and then she blossomed. And so that wasn't bad advice because you don't know. You could only say it's bad advice if you had put her up for adoption and then she was adopted by like a family of gangsters or something.
Well, I just think maybe the problem solvers should have a disclaimer.
Like what?
You know,
we're not always right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Because we are 100, we have a 100%
track record? Really? Okay. I don't know. Maybe somebody can call in and let us know.
If people choose not to take our advice, that's their problem. That actually is their problem. And when you said, and what was the issue with her again? She was five, and what was the problem?
She couldn't stand
the
sound of your voice. It made her crazy.
Well, I have to tell you something. How old is she now?
21.
She's still scarred, and there's something wrong with her. And if she didn't like my voice, I don't care how old she is, at some point, something's going to surface.
She's disturbed.
She is disturbed.
Thank you, Tim. And it's going to surface maybe at 30.
Who knows?
Because any little kid that doesn't like the sound of my voice, there's something wrong there. I'm sorry. I know she's your daughter, but in time, you will see that we were right. You check with me.
I'll check in another 10 years.
And
we'll
say,
see.
Wow, you were right. She just murdered three people.
When she boils rabbit on the stove, does she leave the fur on or does she defur the rabbit?
When you catch her outside hanging her own pet alive, you call and go, well,
rabbit's
you
were
right.
All right,
jury's still out.
Rabbit. All right, we have time to take a couple of calls. Here's that number that nobody can remember, except apparently somebody is.
855.
Yeah, if a blind person can remember it. But they're actually smarter, I think, when it comes to that stuff. 855-282-TALK or 855-282-8255. I got to make sure Dan. Okay, John. John's on the phone. Hello, John.
Hi.
How are you?
I got mine on speed dial.
I'm sorry?
My phone.
Oh, speed dial.
I got my phone on speed dial.
All right, now let me stop. Let me just say something. See, John, this is exactly all you have. This is all you have to do. You put it on speed dial or put it in your contacts, 590, and then you never have to remember 855-282-TALK. Good for you, John. How can we help you?
Yes, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Is Mary's daughter listening today?
My daughter?
No.
My daughter.
Oh, is your daughter listening?
I don't know if she's listening today or not.
Okay,
she's...
stop right there.
Why would she?
What
she hates
kind...
his voice.
No, hold on.
I know.
What kind of daughter? Thank you, John, for asking that question. Right now is one of the signs is already there. What kind of daughter would not listen to her mom? And her mom has been on the radio in 15 years. This is a big day. It's a big day.
She's at school.
I don't care. You know what? I would quit school if my
You'd
mom
quit
was
school?
On the... Absolutely.
Okay.
And if the teacher said, why'd you quit? You go, my mom was on the radio. That's why.
I love my mom,
and I wanted to hear her. That's why. Any more questions? Teach? That's what I'd say. John, thank you for asking that. It's very revealing.
Oh, and I got, you know why Frank left the other station? Because the other host that he had on the show, he's got the bones in a closet, and the closet got filled. And you better run for your life, then. You might be in a new closet.
Okay. Whatever.
Are you talking to me?
Hey, we don't know.
Was that English?
Yeah, we don't know. John, thank you for the warning.
Okay.
Was there anything else?
Bye.
Okay, thank you.
Nope.
I have no idea what that meant. Does anybody?
No. Bones in a closet or something?
Skeletons?
Okay, skeletons in a closet. Yeah,
that makes more sense.
I don't know. Jim, all I know is Jim is next. Jim, how are you?
Hey, Frank. I'm great. Thank you. Hey, I've been listening to you for like 20 years.
That's a long time.
And I've always listened to 59 in the morning. KFNS in the morning.
It's a great morning show.
Yeah. But I wanted to comment on the number.
What number?
The number that nobody can remember.
Oh, okay, the phone number. Yeah, go ahead.
And it's rooted in, there's an epidemic at the station, which is called fast talking.
Okay.
And they say it, like, so fast that you can't really, it doesn't really sit in your memory. It's really odd.
The morning guys you're talking about.
Well, no, the whole station is doing it.
Not us.
Like, there's, I mean, because they have to say so many letters and numbers and, you know, the ID for the, I don't even know what it is.
It's called a legal ID, but that really is separate from the phone number. Phone number has the same amount of numbers in it that any phone number. What is the phone number, Jim?
I couldn't tell you. You're on speed dial.
But see, there's the answer. You learn it once, you put it on speed dial, you don't have to worry about it anymore. See, Jim and John figured it out.
But it's frustrating to me because they talk so fast so often, especially on the commercials and stuff, that it's weird.
Well, not every show operates at the professional level of this show. You have to understand that, too.
There's a lot of preparation. So
right.
We are real professionals. Is there anything else we can do? Say hi to Patty, by the way. Patty, this is Jim.
Hey, Patty.
Hi, Jim.
You blew him away with that joke.
Oh,
She really told it well. She did.
Thank you.
All right, Jim. Hey, thank you.
I hope you get this gig.
Oh, thanks.
There's no gig.
I don't think there's a gig to be had.
There's not a gig. We'll have to make a gig. Jim, thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, see if enough people, without seeing you, because looks don't matter.
It's radio.
If they mattered, I would never get a job. If they really like you, there would have to be some consideration toward creating a gig. Limey, can I take another one or two? Yeah, let me talk to Steve. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Hi, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Say hi to Patty.
Hello. Hello, Patty. How are you?
I'm good, Steve. How are you?
Wonderful, thank you. I just wanted to see if you really like the listeners or if you hate the listeners. You know how important it is that we get a visual in our minds of what people look like? Because it's so important to make that connection with the people on the radio. Could you take a couple of minutes and just describe from head to toe what you look like?
Well, she's got more head than me.
What I look like or what Patty looks like?
He don't care what you look like.
What Steve's doing, I love this because it's interesting to hear what other people say about them. Like if you ask a woman on a 1 to 10, are you a what number? There's a lot to be said about the person and their answer. Go ahead, describe yourself to Steve.
Well, I'm blonde and I have green eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 5'3".
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to tell how much I weigh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'm 122 pounds.
Go on.
I don't know what else to tell you. I work out a lot.
Shoe size?
7.
Mm-hmm. She sounds shy.
Pant size?
Pant size, 2.
Mm-hmm. One more. One more size that we haven't hit on yet.
We're not
There's
going
one
there.
More important we're size we that know, has not been broached yet.
We know what our limits are.
We're not going there.
No, she's not going to do that.
My bad.
Now you give a pretty good idea, though. She's small. She's petite. She's a size 2. The women, when they say they're a 0, doesn't mean they don't exist. Like there's 0. Nothing. There's nothing. Yeah. Anything else, Steve?
And she obviously can put up with perverted males, so she can fit in well with your show.
And she can speak. She can actually communicate, and you can understand her, which is becoming rare. Steve, now you have a visual, and I'll tell you what we'll do, Steve. Before she leaves, we'll get a picture. We'll put it on our Facebook page. Yep. How about that?
Thanks, sir. Appreciate
All right, thank
it.
You, Steve. All right, Limey says we have to take a break. Would you mind if we do that before we leave? Just take a picture, because
absolutely
people love to go to the Facebook page.
They
and they already know what we look like, so that's old news. But, we'll get a couple pictures. It is my great pleasure to... I got a really kind of sad email this morning that I read. It's a listener who weighs 300 pounds, and I would never share his name. I don't want to embarrass him. But basically what he was saying was that he can't afford MD Health and Wellness, but he wants to. He wants to lose weight, wants to lose a lot of weight, and he also has type 2 diabetes, something else that the people at MD Health and Wellness work with. And it was very frustrating for me because he said, I'm willing to be a spokesperson, to be on the show and talk about it. Well, lots of people do that. They email me and they're willing to let me know how it's going for free. And I don't have the authority to give away a weight loss program. So what I told him in my email was this, that I realize not everybody can afford to do it. I realize not everybody can afford a new car. I realized a lot of things because I've said this before. I've been very, very poor. I've had lots of money. I've had no money, and I've been in between. So I get it. I can relate to all of that. But I also told him that what MD Health and Wellness does for the people who can't afford it, and it's really not that expensive, it's worth every dollar, is help you get past the hardest part of losing weight. And that's that first month, and especially the first couple of weeks. That's next to impossible to do by yourself. But I just told him if he can find a way to do it and cut his calories to about 1,200 a day, if he did that for 4 weeks, he would see tremendous results. Now, what MD Health and Wellness is really good at is not just giving you the supplements you need to help you get past that first month in the form of appetite suppressant, maybe HCG shots, one or the other or both. They also educate you because at some point you're not gonna be paying them anymore, and they're not gonna be going there anymore, and you're on your own. And that's when people sometimes I got the most honest email about 2 or 3 weeks ago from a guy, and I read it here, and he said, I gained all of my weight back that I lost after MD Health and Wellness did such a wonderful job. And he says, and it's all on me. It's all on me. And it is. So what they'll do, they'll educate you. Look, when you go to school, they educate you. But if you fail, you don't do your homework, you're not going to pass. They did the same job they did with every other student, same education. You didn't do your homework. You didn't work hard enough. If you'll do what they tell you, if you'll listen to what they say, you'll lose weight. And you'll keep the weight off. They also deal with people with type 2 diabetes, low testosterone. And you might also check out LipoMelt. It's not liposuction. I hate liposuction. I can't even look at liposuction. Sucking fat out with a vacuum tube. This is LipoMelt. It's not only does it not hurt, it feels good. It's warm. It's soothing. I did it once just so I could say that. MD Health and Wellness, that's who we're talking about there in Bridgeton. If you want to know more, and I hope you do, please go to their website, mdhealthwellness.com.
It takes 4 essential ingredients to brew Bud Light. Barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's the sound of barley malting. It's super quiet. Sorry. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the Blues games this year? Well, you need to head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. During all Blues games this season, enjoy your favorite urban chestnut pints for only $2. Don't forget that the beautiful DB's ladies serve their full food menu until 2 a.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays and Sundays till 7. I recommend their Wingy Wingy or one of their signature half-pound burgers. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the St. Louis Blues.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Dad was a Bud Light lineman, or is a Bud Light lineman.
Yeah, he was. He was BLL.
Yeah, yes, he was.
Eddie McVeigh here from Maggie O'Brien's. The next time you're downtown for lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, please come see us. We are open 7 days a week and are a premier spot before and after Blues and Cards games, as well as all concerts downtown. I look forward to seeing you and truly appreciate your business. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next to us.
So the Bud Light lime, he would drink the Bud Light lime, and I'd wake up the next day and I'd have a contract signed for some sales deal. That's how I always got Hoosier.
This is AC/DC. I say that like I know anything about them. If Limey weren't here, you'd probably never hear AC/DC. Let's listen to this. Turn it up.
Well, I'm upper class, high society. God's gift.
I can't imagine why that's not in my collection on my iPod. How did I miss that?
Do you know what the name from Rocky Horror Picture Show?
I'm sorry?
Do you know what the name of that song is?
No. Big Balls?
Yeah.
I only know because he just told me. Dan, what did you say?
Was that from Rocky Horror Picture Show?
No, that was just off their playlist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All righty. That's one I'll certainly have to download from iTunes and put next to my Clint Black music on my phone.
That was Meatloaf, right?
That was ACDC.
Oh, my God.
Idiot.
Good Lord. He's in a band.
Idiot. And he calls himself a musician, for goodness sake. We're 15 seconds away. Top of the hour. Tim Woodburn will have the news for you. And then our first ever tech segment on this station. We got a guy auditioning. We will be brutal to him, just like we have been to Patty, but she's sticking around anyway.